The information that I'm going to be talking about and sharing with you today is from the real world. It's what's really happening. In opposite to things such as Law and Order on television that you might watch, where you see district attorneys going out and arresting FBI agents? Do you believe that? Do you really think that happens? If you do, then we have some property we'd like to sell you, about 12,000 feet somewhere out in Florida, below the water. AttorneyBusters.com is my investigative report to you, my listener. It's from information that I've gathered after listeners have called me and told me about some type of a case that just seems so unusual and outrageous. And not just because it's happening to one person, but because it signifies and identifies what could be happening to all of us out there as Americans. When you find out that an attorney or a judge or another public official, such as a district attorney or some type of insurance investigator with the criminal insurance division, has committed some type of wrong against you, you go out and you try to have that investigated, and you know what you find out very quickly? You, the victim, becomes the accused. And on our program, these reports that I give you are because I've followed up on some of these stories that listeners have told me. And I don't take every story, because this is not sensationalism. This is not talking heads. We're not going to get into great details about the Lacey Peterson case. The details of that case are something that the courts eventually will sort out. But what I take issues with and what I look at is the conduct of the attorneys involved in those type of litigations. Such as this last week, Bill O'Reilly of the O'Reilly Factor, they contacted me and asked me my opinions on a case regarding the attorneys that handled the defense of Mr. Westerfield down in San Diego. Also, what they really wanted to talk about and understand better was, what was it that these attorneys had done inside that Westerfield case when they went back to the court and asked the court to pay for their attorney's fees for them, for an open ticket? These are the issues that AttorneyBusters.com focuses upon. And when we conducted an investigation, such as one we started in December of this last year, concerning Mr. Stephen Magritz, a man out in Wisconsin, that was saying that a county attorney out there had removed some files from the clerk of court's offices, which caused this man to have his property not only taken away from him, but when he tried to have this crime or this conduct of this attorney addressed by other county officials out there, he was declared ultimately a paper terrorist and put in jail. And you have to ask yourself, how could something like that happen? It sounds like one of these bizarre internet type of stories. This is what I thought when the individual contacted me in December and told me about it. But when I started to investigate it and I started to look at this, I saw that there is great potential for an abuse of what is called our USA Patriot Act by attorneys and by public officials. And when it comes to that type of an issue and that type of a story, that is where AttorneyBusters.com and myself got involved doing an investigative report. And that report is what we share with you, my listeners, on our program. And this is not a program you can just drop in upon and get all the information that's been taken piece by piece across these past few weeks and trying to throw them into one ball here. You can't do it all at one time, but we try to, and I try to take the time to summarize some of these things along the way so my new listeners get a better understanding of why we're so concerned about these clerk of court files being missing. Because most people just dropping in and hearing that says, well, so what? The guy took some files out of the office. No big deal. It happens all the time. Yeah? If it happens all the time, it shouldn't. But in this case, that's not the importance. The importance is the results of those files being removed. And when the attorney got caught doing it, what then happened? You have the county officials gathering around him to protect him. And as the crime got worse that was being perpetrated upon Mr. Magritz, regarding now he's screaming for help, what they have to do instead of trying to aid the man and help this wounded person, they want to bury the body. and burying the body, they commit more and more problems and crimes themselves that become more obvious. But everybody runs away from bringing it to the public's attention. Not here. Not at attorneybusters.com. I'm playing these things on my radio program. And because of that, that is why the Wall Street Journal last week contacted me and asked me my opinions regarding a bill that was being sponsored in Congress. By who? A man by the name of Representative Sensenbrenner. And why is Sensenbrenner sponsoring that bill? Lo and behold, because the man by the name of Stephen Magritz that filed liens against county officials in Osaki County, that we here at attorneybusters.com have been threatened by the DA's offices out there if we called them anymore and asked them to conduct an investigation. They said they would say it was phone harassment. And my listeners that are my regular listeners have heard the clips of this. I'm not making these stories up. So for my new listeners that are listening to these programs today, you're going to find that everything we talk about on this program, we go ahead and put right on the show. And you can hear for yourself the things that you may not want to believe. Because when you start to understand that these problems are happening out there, and public officials are doing things that they should not do, and a victim such as us citizens try to address it, you can end up in jail, being tried under the guise of a USA Patriot Act. Even though they did not use the federal law, they still dolled it up and called this man a paper terrorist. It can happen to you. It's going to shake your foundations and hopefully get you off of your butts and standing up and calling in and trying to tell people out there of the problems that are going on that have to be addressed for all of us. That's what we do at attorneybusters.com.